This is a special SB Nation Radio Roadshow, powered by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from Detroit, Michigan, for the 2019 Rocket Mortgage Classic, here are your hosts, Alex Gold and Jake Asman.
And your leader so far here at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Kevin Kistner at 7-under. He's got a one-stroke lead on Danny Lee. Ricky Fowler tied for 13, 3-under through 13 there. Bubba Watson, 2-under through 14. Later on today, 12:55, so still about an hour and a half or so to go. Gary Woodland will tee off. Dustin Johnson, the world's number two player, will tee off at 105. And yesterday was a really cool moment. Jake, we had a chance out there to see Ricky Fowler, who is really kind of the face of this tournament, part of the Shot for Heroes, where basically, fans throughout this week can go out there and go to the driving range, and it's, 65 yards or so, 60 yards or so, and they try to hit it in this Rocket Mortgage target. And no matter what, $25 is going to be donated to Community Solutions, which is an organization that helps with veterans and veterans that are homeless, and ensuring that we can continue to windle that down and get that number down as low as possible. And so fans will have an opportunity to not only have a shot at hitting a hole-in-one, which $2,500, by the way, will be donated to Community Solutions, $2,500 awarded to each golfer or fan. But, of course, it brings attention to a national initiative, which is, of course, to end veteran and chronic homelessness. So this was really cool to see that. Ricky Fowler was a part of that.
Yeah, no question, Alex. It was awesome. I mean, and then at the same time, Ricky Fowler had the opportunity to meet Anthony, who was a Make-A-Wish participant, and his wish was to meet Ricky Fowler. So they presented him with clubs. Ricky got to meet him, and
that was really
he invited
special.
Him to watch his round from inside the ropes with him tomorrow. So Friday, tomorrow, Ricky's second round here at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. He's going to be having Anthony with him. So that was a really special moment as well, in addition to the charitable cause for our veterans.
And one of our veterans of our country, one of the heroes of this country, is going to join us right now, in fact, on the Progressive Insurance Hotline. Melissa Stockwell, two-time Paralympian. She's also a triathlete. She's a veteran who lost her leg while serving in Iraq and then fought to become that two-time Paralympian and also a triathlete. And she joins us here courtesy of Medela. Melissa, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so we were looking up. You're from Michigan, right? We're here in Michigan right now, actually, for the Rocket Mortgage Classic, big PGA Tour event.
Well, I won't say I'm from Michigan. I was born there, so I guess I'm kind of from there, but I lived there just for about a year before we moved out. But my husband's from there, so I'll claim that Michigan title, sure.
There you go. Now, tell us what you're doing with Modelo.
So I am part of Modelo. They're fighting chance. Fighting Spirit campaign. So they're basically partnering with Modelo. They have a Fighting Spirit campaign, just kind of goes to show that, I personally kind of have my own fighting spirit as a veteran, and a lot of veterans have that as well, just kind of going through the things that we've gone through and kind of getting back and kind of showing what we're still capable of doing. But Modelo, they're also partnering with an organization called Leave No Veteran Behind, and they're providing scholarships, helping veterans become debt-free, and they are helping Leave No Veteran Behind with a transitional job placement program for veterans that need jobs as well. So just proud to kind of be part of the campaign and just to kind of show others what we're capable of.
Melissa Stockwell with us on behalf of Modelo. Obviously this cause is very important to you. What about this cause means the most to you? Is there one thing when you're involved in this that really stands out to you and something that you could bring forth in regards to change?
Yeah, I think it's almost just, I think a lot of the public looks at veterans, kind of sees this kind of things that we've gone through, and just I think realizing that there's such a sense of community out there. I lost my leg in Iraq almost 15 years ago, but I didn't go through the rehab alone. There's people, there's organizations out there that kind of helped us get through. So, when I lost my leg over in Iraq, I definitely made the choice to fight for myself, to kind of see what I could still do. And also for the soldiers that have gone through so much more than I have. And by working with Modelo and the Fighting Spirit campaign, is just hoping to inspire others to fight through what they're going through and to achieve their full potential as well.
And next week, in fact, and this week is National Triathlon Week, and an initiative that celebrates the sport, athletes, and fans. And, you know, what's that like, just the rigor and the competition that it takes to become a triathlete?
Yeah, so yes, I definitely very much live a life of sport. My chosen sport at the moment is triathlon, training in hopes of competing in the 2020 Tokyo Paralympic Games. And it's pretty much kind of how my day revolves around my training. So this morning, woke up and swam some open water for an hour. I'll jump off the call and go on a bike ride and then do a little run later. So yeah, my days very much revolve around training. I love it. I kind of pinch myself. I get to wake up and do what I love every day. And the hope is that I get to represent our great country on the world stage over in Tokyo next year.
Melissa, you mentioned representing your country. You've had the opportunity to be part of multiple Paralympic Games. How special is it, you know, representing Team USA and getting a chance to be an inspiration for so many people watching?
Oh, there is nothing like it. Especially after wearing a uniform over in Iraq and defending our country and then wearing a, you know, very different yet similar kind of uniform representing our country at the Paralympic Games. Just the ability to work hard, again, to have that fighting spirit to kind of push through the loss of a leg, to come back better on the other side, and just to be there on the world's biggest athletic stage representing our country and really representing the power of perseverance and kind of what the human body is capable of. So, competing in Beijing in 2008, in Rio in 2016, being able to stand on the podium in Rio and just, you know, see that, hear the national anthem, see those flags go up. It's one of my proudest moments, and hoping to do it again next year.
Melissa Stockwell joining us here on SB Nation Radio on behalf of Modelo, a two-time Paralympian, also a triathlete and a veteran who served our country in Iraq. And for you, the story that you're able to tell of perseverance and that, you know, really anything is possible no matter what challenges may be existing out there. Just in your time meeting people that have gone through maybe things similar to yourself or others that have challenges in front of them, just how big is it and important for you to be able to continue to go out there and show people that really anything is possible no matter what may be in your way, whether obstacles may be preventing or people think are preventing them from doing something?
You know, it's huge. I can tell you that if you would have asked me, you know, 15 years ago what I'd be talking to here about losing my leg and what I've gone on to do since then, I mean, there's, like, you never really know what's going to come your way in life. And there's obstacles that come our way that we really, you know, that we never expect. But I think when that happens, you can kind of look to others and you see other adversities people have faced, other obstacles people have gone through, and you're like, all right, if she can get through that, well, then I can too. So the things that I do add any sort of hope and inspiration for others to try to get through things that come their way and to make, you know, the choices, be able to get through them and come out better on the other side. And that's just kind of the cherry on top, I guess, of what I'm able to do.
Now, how can some of our listeners get some more information and also help support this initiative that you're involved in, the nonprofit Leave No Veterans Behind, and also Modelo's Fighting Chance Project?
Yeah, so you can go, obviously, you can go to the Leave No Veteran Behind website. You'll kind of hear about what they're doing. You'll learn that they're a nonprofit. They provide, you know, educational, employment, community service opportunities to veterans that face economic hardship and to receive the assistance. It's kind of they want the veterans to give back as well. So the veterans must commit to volunteer and to kind of pay it forward in their community. So as a nonprofit, you know, always looking for donations, going to the website, kind of you know, seeing more what they're about and how you may want to help. And same with Modelo, checking out on the Fighting Spirit ad campaign. You may have seen the commercial that I'm in a few times in the last couple weeks. So just kind of noting that, you know, they're here just to show others and kind of show the world through their commercials kind of what the Fighting Spirit is and how we can continue to push through things, the obstacles that come our way.
Well, Melissa, first and foremost, thanks so much for your service to this country, and thank you for hopping on with us today. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Melissa Stockwell, two-time Paralympian, triathlete, veteran of our country, lost her leg while serving in Iraq, and just to be able to be a Paralympian, period, two-time Paralympian, a triathlete, just incredible story there.
And getting ready for Tokyo a year from now, which, by the way, isn't that crazy? You know, I was an intern in Rio with NBC, and to think that a year from now it's going to be Tokyo, and it's already been 4 years, it's been 3 years since I was, you know, in Rio for the Olympics. It's crazy, but yeah, you know, obviously an incredible story there from Melissa Stockwell, and I'm looking forward to watching her in Tokyo. She's going to get after it. We're excited.
100%, and she joined us on behalf of Modelo on our Progressive Insurance Hotline. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new home quote, explore only at progressive.com. A 40-yard dash tournament. Okay, that's cool and all. It's going to involve some NFL players, but we'll tell you what it's going to cost. Are you still going to watch? And we'll also get into what happened last night at the College World Series. It's next year as we broadcast live from the Rocket Mortgage Classic on SB Nation Radio.